Last year, a Dodge County judge charged correctional officer Gabe Umentum with assaulting an inmate. The inmate filed the criminal complaint under the state's John Doe law. The judge eventually dropped the charges, and Umentum's case was removed from the state court's website. That removal of the record is unusual. State court system spokeswoman Sarah Ward says the normal practice is to leave the record online with a disclaimer message that the charges have been dropped or that the case has been sealed.
The judges have been directed from a policy level that they are not to allow those to be removed. This is an open record, and therefore it should be available on the website.
Ward says state law only allows one exception, and it only applies to people under the age of 21 who've been convicted of a misdemeanor.
If it was dismissed, it doesn't count. If, you know, you were acquitted, it doesn't count. You have to have a conviction in order for a case to be expunged.
Prison reform activists are raising questions about why Umentum appears to be getting special treatment. Frank Vandenbosch of Wisconsin Prison Watch has filed an open records request with the Dodge County Clerk of Courts to find out why a prison guard was apparently granted an expungement of records when hundreds of other people who've had charges dropped against them haven't been allowed to have their records removed from the website. Umentum's case received a lot of media attention during the last legislative session when the prison guards union lobbied unsuccessfully for a bill to limit inmates' rights to file charges against correctional officers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.